Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. My website is www.jbsba.com. Thank you for checking that out. Thanks for going there, and I hope you're using it to your advantage. I hope you're listening to some of the archives. Many of you have emailed me, and many of you have told me how much those mean to you to be able to go back and check through that library of past shows that we've done, and also to check out the articles, the hundreds of articles that we have, and all the different features, all the different resources that are on our website for you for free, thanks to the efforts of my organization and our great sponsors, and we appreciate the support that they give us. So check it out, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter at jbsba.com. One of the people that you can find out more about, and you can listen to some past interviews that she and I have done, is our guest this hour, and our good friend Grace Marie Turner, who's one of the world's experts on healthcare public policy, and she's with us right now. She's also the editor of an outstanding book called Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform. She's our good friend. Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Grace Marie, there are a couple of reasons why I wanted you back on the show today. I always want you back because you're such a great resource. But today is important for a couple of reasons. Number one, we've had the Democratic National Convention. We're about to have the Republican National Convention and in New York coming up in the week ahead. And also there's some new information that's been released this week that makes you being here today very important, because we want you to help us sort out all the different information that we're getting to help us understand how to evaluate this so we know who to vote for. Because this is a big part of the consideration for most voters, isn't it, healthcare, the future of healthcare?
Yes, in a recent poll, it was number four on the priority list of what people said was going to really dictate how they voted, and healthcare was right up there, close to the top.
And you know what, Grace Marie, in surveys that people who conduct surveys that I've interviewed on my show, for small business owners, it's either one or two.
That's right, and it has been. The National Federation of Independent Business has said it's at the top of their list for several decades.
That is one of the reports that we conduct. That we interview. That's right.
I'm a small business person too. So
right.
You know, running a small think tank is, you know, with a staff of, we've got five of us, I totally understand the pressures of small businesses in trying to juggle the challenges of healthcare.
And by the way, folks, that organization that Grace Marie is talking about, I think I may have forgotten to mention it, which is a pox on me because I never do that. And that's the Galen Institute, and their website is galen.org, and we'll give you that again a little bit later on and get Grace Marie to tell us about that. Grace Marie, help us get started. You're the best at this. We're sitting here, maybe we're one of the 359 people in America who are undecided. I've decided that that's how many there are now.
That's
those are the people
exactly
that are being
right.
bombarded now by all these millions of dollars. Only 359 who haven't decided. We're one of those people. Help us understand what's the difference between Mr. Kerry's plan and Mr. Bush's plan?
You know, if you were to look at some of the features of the plans, you would see similarities. But I think it's very important to look at the vision that's behind the two plans. And President Bush has been talking a lot about an ownership economy, and his health plan really does build on that, allows people to begin to have ownership of private health insurance that they can control, take with them from job to job, and have more control over the costs and the options of the coverage they want. Senator Kerry's plan, which is much bigger and really does try to move toward full universal health coverage, up to 95% of Americans, he says, would have health insurance under his plan. But unfortunately, it involves a lot more government involvement. He would expand Medicaid, which is the program for that was created to help the poor, up to 300% of poverty, which is close to $50,000 or $55,000 a year for a family of four. So he would bring middle-class Americans into a government program originally created for the poor. There are a couple of features that will, on the surface, I think, be very attractive to businesses. For example, he wants to have the government take over all costs above $50,000 for any one person in a year.
So the major medical insurer would be the government.
That's right.
Grace Marie, hold on to that thought. Folks, we've got more to come. This is important stuff. This is a very critical, I know that you know this. This is a very important part of your consideration for who you're going to vote for. And it's important, in my opinion, for this decision is for the 21st century. 2012, stay with us. We'll be right back with Grace Marie Turner. She's the president of the Galen Institute. When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, we're back. It's 17 till. When you get up 1743 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we've got Nancy Rosanoff, Kevin Roberts, and Judy Lawrence. And I'll tell you more about them a little bit later on. I want to remind you, in the week ahead, we're going to be at least one interview a day. In fact, every day, one interview with people who are at the convention, the Republican convention in New York. As we did when we were at the Democrat convention, we had somebody every day to give us a report on what's going on there, and that's going to happen in the week ahead. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the president of the Galen Institute. And Grace Marie, you were talking about some of the things that Senator Kerry is proposing for his health care policy.
Well, in addition, as we talked about, to the expansion of Medicaid and the state children's health insurance program to government health insurance programs, he also does have some provisions that are designed to help small and medium-sized businesses. And one of those, actually all businesses, one of them would have a new government program take over the cost for any one employee that exceeds $50,000 in 1 year. Mm-hmm. Another would be to provide a refundable 50% tax credit for any employer that provides health insurance for all of their employees. Sounds terrific. But when you talk about, okay, well, how's that actually going to work? Mm-hmm. And John Goodman from the National Center for Policy Analysis had a wonderful piece in yesterday's Wall Street Journal on the editorial page that people may want to take a look at for more details on the plan. But it would be prohibitively expensive. The estimates that Kerry's own people have come up with are about, he says 653, but there are billion, but there are $3 billion of savings in there that none of us really think are going to be there. So it's a $1 trillion program, at least. And
well, that's what Goodman estimates that himself.
Yes, that's right. And that's, you know, where are we going to find that money? That's three times more than the money that he says he's going to save
rich. I'm not even so concerned about where we're going to find the money, because a proposal like that in a campaign is a long way from getting it enacted, and once something is enacted, it can be changed. It can be taken away.
It can be taken away.
It can be increased, and not only that. And again, the money's not even what I'm worried about. Then we have the government administering this. And if you love the post office, if you love Social Security, if you love Medicare and Medicaid, which are organizations that are in deep trouble right now, every single one of those that I just mentioned are in deep trouble, and they're projected to be in worse trouble in the future. If you love those organizations, you're going to love this kind of health care plan.
It would require amazing government involvement, because if the government's going to take over costs after $50,000, it's going to run it just like it does all of its other programs. It's going to micromanage every dollar. It's going to decide what's going to be covered, what is not. So you're going to have the government deciding the care for people who are the sickest.
How much
and you think it's bad dealing with an HMO, wait till you deal with a government bureaucrat to try to get something approved.
How much different is Kerry's plan from Hillary's plan? Hillary Clinton's plan back in 1993.
There are similarities. It's, you know, it's couched in a sort of an incrementalism with a lot of different features. But there is a provision that would allow people to buy into a program that is similar to the program, the Federal Employee Health Benefit Program, through which members of Congress get their health care. And that, but it's not that program. And so it's really a way for the government to control not only who is a player in providing health coverage, but the benefit package and what has to be covered. Over time, employers would not have the option to control their costs by deciding what their benefit structures would be.
But Grace Marie, the report on the uninsured is out this week, and the number is increasing. It's 45 million Americans don't have health care coverage right now. That number is up from years past. Isn't Mr. Kerry's idea going to ring pretty interesting to some of these people?
Absolutely. It's designed to help people who ultimately it's trying to bring the 27 of those 45 million people into the health insurance system. But as John Goodman points out in his Wall Street Journal piece, the way this is structured, it is possible that you could spend $1 trillion and still not cover anybody extra because of the way it's structured. But I'm just very worried about how much government involvement there would be and how little control employers would ultimately have. It would become like a new tax, a new cost.
Let's move over to Mr. Bush's plan. What's his idea?
The president would spend one-tenth. His plan costs about $100 billion over 10 years. And he wants to provide refundable tax credits to individuals to purchase health insurance. He is out there pushing health savings accounts practically every speech he gets.
And this would disconnect our health care from the government or from our employers.
You get to decide what health insurance do you want, and the government would give essentially a small grant to individuals and families to purchase the health insurance that they want. Do they want to join an HMO? Do they want a high deductible plan? You decide, not the government.
Grace Marie, as we go to a break, here's something I want the Gen Xers to think about. You already know you're going to work for half a dozen companies at least in your life. So right now, your health care is not portable. Mr. Bush's plan would make it portable. And everybody who listens to this show knows that Grace Marie and I agree on one thing for sure, and that's that our health care coverage needs to be portable. It needs to be portable for us wherever we go. Until, stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie, give us your website, please.
Galen.org. We're a think tank specializing in public policy research on healthcare. So GALEN.org.
And I encourage you to check out their website, folks. You can download this book that Grace Marie edited called Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform. You can actually download it as a PDF, or you can buy it in the hard copy. But now, Grace Marie, are you still sending out your newsletter?
Absolutely, every Friday. Okay. And I'd love for there's a place to subscribe to the newsletter on the website, too. So I hope people will do that. Give them weekly reports on what's going on. And the health care affects everybody. It's one-seventh of the economy.
Check it out.
And, Jim, you're so right that portability is the absolute, that's the future. People don't get a job and stay with it for their whole careers like they hoped to do in the last century. People are moving around, and every time they lose their job, they lose their health insurance.
Plus, people are also, Grace Marie, anticipating starting their own business. We are becoming more portable professionally. We need these things. Grace Marie, Mr. Bush's plan is simpler, and it's less expensive, but it also covers less people than is projected by Mr. Kerry. And so how do we reconcile that?
Well, what you need to look at is the changes that a plan will will build. And it's like a battleship. You know, it only if you're starting out from New York and you're going to Europe, a 2 or 3 degree turn can make a big difference
right.
in your destination. The same thing with health care. Mr. Bush begins to put new incentives on the table for people to buy their own health insurance and to shop around for the best price. And they will begin to transform the market. So I believe health insurance will become more affordable for more people. It's hard for people who do economic modeling to calculate that because it's changes that will occur because of the changes that occur. They can't figure out how to put that into numbers. But it will change the economy by allowing people to decide, you know, I could save my business $10,000 a year by increasing my deductible from $500 to
right.
$1,000.
Right.
And a company reported in the New York Times yesterday did that, and it said to its employees, if you need to go into the hospital, I will pay you the other $500.
Mm-hmm.
And he essentially said that out of his 17 employees, if 16 of them went to the hospital, he'd come out even.
He'd break even. Grace
yeah,
Marie,
so
one of the things that's, to me, that's the key to solving our health care, what essentially is a crisis. The prices are going through the roof. Quality maybe I don't think is improving from what we're paying for. But then one of the ways to improve, to solve this problem is for healthcare consumers to be smarter and to be more judicious and to be more prudent about the way we consume healthcare. And the only way to do that is to make it more, is when we make it portable, is the more we allow that, the more we depend on the government or our employer to provide our healthcare, the less prudent we're going to be.
The less control you have over those costs, the less you care. Because the savings don't accrue to you. And that's why new consumer-directed health care plans are catching on, because employers are realizing they can save money by allowing their employees to participate in the savings in using the health care system more wisely.
One of the things that folks, I'm gonna tell you something you won't be surprised to know, and that is that I'm not going to say that I prefer Mr. Bush's plan over Kerry's, but I will say that I prefer any plan that allows me to be more in control of my health care coverage, to be more portable, and to be more in line with what's happening in the 21st century, which is the century of the entrepreneur. And in this case, Mr. Bush's plan is closer to that, Grace Marie, than is Mr. Kerry's.
That's right. And I do think that's the difference in the vision, that Mr. Kerry really would continue to have a lot of government involvement, a lot of government dictates. And Mr. Bush would say, we're going to put some money on the table, but we want to energize the private market and give consumers more control to reshape the market so that the health sector works more like the rest of the economy, where the consumer's at the center and people are trying to figure out how to create something that's faster, better, cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
We need that in healthcare just as much as we need it in cars and computer technologies and
right.
everything else we buy.
Well, we also need association health plans.
We need new places for people to go to be able to purchase health insurance mm-hmm. in bigger groups so that people aren't underwritten because they've had one bad experience with one employee. Now, Mr. Kerry would try to fix that by having the government take over those costs.
Right, which I certainly don't think the government needs to be involved
right.
in this
we
more than they
are. We can also do it by larger purchasing pools. You're right.
Grace Marie, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, with the Galen Institute. Don't forget galen.org. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.